Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the morning.
You know why they yawning, yawning.
You know why they yawning, yawning, yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the movement.
Lethoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Talk to him. That's right, baby. We are back. It is Motivational Monday, and we are ready to go today. B. Hey, what's going on with you, E?
What's happening? What's happening? Let's do this, man. I'm excited. Sounds like a movie theater scream there.
You gotta chill.
There was something about that scream that just sounded movie theaterish. I don't know what it is.
You are exactly right. It was movie theater like. I'm out here on vacation, y'all. I'm on vacation. I'm out here in Orlando. We staying at this house. My mom picked the house. We just paid for it a while ago. But she did real good, man. We got the movie theater in the crib. We got the swimming pool in the crib, you know. We did good out here, man. We did good. Vacation is the first day was great yesterday. Yesterday is the first Sunday I haven't been to church, and I don't know how long. I can't even remember the last time. I hope the Lord don't punish me. man, but yeah, we out here. We on vacation, but don't worry about that. Vacation ain't gonna stop Motivational Monday, people. You're gonna get this motivation. I don't care if I'm in another country. As long as I got breath in my body. I'm making all of that up. I would definitely skip a Motivational Monday for y'all. I just didn't today. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all should appreciate
oh.
me.
Oh. You would do you would yeah. skip? Oh no, you wouldn't.
If I had to, if I was forced, I wouldn't, you know. just forget we talked about this. Just forget.
Because we're all disappointed in you. No,
I love y'all. He said no. He said no. Oh man.
Oh yeah. Excited. Lord knows I'll be a week from now. I'll be somewhere distant as well. So we got to get it where we can. This would be a fantastic vacation that Minister Nick Christian deserves. You deserve this. I don't think you've indulged this way in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But you're right about this one. This one feels really good. Because I just got promoted. And so it's perfect timing. It's perfect timing, man. Perfect timing. I'm feeling good out here right now. So
good stuff.
Lest we bore them any longer, E. Let's get right into this motivation. I know they need it, and so when they need it, we give it to them. And so let's go ahead and do that right now. Motivational Monday starts right now. Come on with it, E.
Oh yeah. You know, I love when we get to do a quote of the day that's a very, very famous quote. There's been movies made about it. There's been tons of things done with the quote. And the quote is this. Two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. That's by Robert Frost, The Road Less Traveled. And two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. This is a great concept to explore. the simple and also complicated decision that Robert Frost said that he made on his way to being successful, and the choice that we all have to make at some point or another, sometimes more than once. And that choice is between two different things. The choice is between conformity and individuality. There's tons of roads. There's usually one road that we should probably go with. And many times we pretend that road's not there. We pretend not to see that road. We pretend that we love and we desire the things on the other road just as much as we desire the things on the road less traveled, because no one else can see this road but us. You can see the road. The road's right there. But everyone else in your life, most people in your life don't see your road less traveled unless you're on it. Once you're on it, everybody knows you're on it. They're like, oh, he took the road less traveled. But until you take that road, no one knows that you see the road. You're the only one who can see it. So you're not vilified, you're not criticized for not taking it, because you're simply on the road with everyone else. So everyone's happy to see you. They see you every day, and you get to spend time with everyone, and everything's honky-dory until you decide to make the decision that's best for you. You know, I go to New York a lot. I catch the Megabus a lot of times, and sometimes I wonder why there's always a parking spot, because what I do is I park my car next to the Megabus on the kiosk parking spots on 30th Street. I jump in the Megabus, I go to New York. I do this probably once a month, maybe a few times more if need be. But there's always a parking spot. I'm the only person, usually, probably 9 out of 10 times, that's on that Megabus that's coming back the next day, unless people are just parking, or that's coming back the same day, excuse me, unless people are just parking in the lot. And I'm thinking, why am I the only person doing this? And it dawned on me that I'm on my extra mile. I'm on my road less traveled, and there's not a lot of people here. There's not a lot of people doing what I'm doing. Real quickly, I'm gonna go to Spank and say something that many people have heard me say. I was hanging out in the green room with some of Kevin Hart's buddies that people know. You know, Keith Robinson, Spank Horton, and Spank's talking about the time he spent with Kevin Hart. He said one day he just spent a whole day with him. He just decided he was gonna chill with Kevin Hart and they got up and they took the limo, and he said Kevin Hart's writing scripts in the limo in the morning. He said he didn't sleep. He said Kevin Hart slept only on the way from one place to the next. And he said by the time the day was over, he said, man, I don't want to be this famous. I don't even want to be this famous. If this is the kind of work that your results demand, that gets you the kind of fame that it gets you, if this is the kind of mindset I need, the kind of work ethic I need to be a rock star like Kevin Hart, listen here, you got it, Kev. No one wants to be there. Few people enjoy it there. Few people stay there. The road less traveled, and you know you're on the road less traveled, the road that has your name on a star in the middle of it, because it's a road for you when you're all there, when you're there all by yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. Success doesn't happen alone. You know, the two biggest facts about success that I always say is that I think success doesn't happen alone, and success doesn't happen fast. If you're going to accomplish anything big, it won't happen fast and it won't happen alone. You're going to need a support team. But don't for one second get it confused and think that those people on your support team are on your road. You're on that road alone, and that's how you know you're on the right road and you're on the road less traveled, when you're doing extra. Because Tom Coughlin said, and Tom Coughlin was right when he said that the extra mile is never crowded, because no one wants to be there. When you look around and you don't see anyone doing the things you're doing, and you don't see anyone putting in the amount of work, putting in the amount of time, putting in the amount of sacrifice that you're putting in, and people start leaving the road, people start taking exits, then you know that you're rolled. It's lonely at the top. And the reason they say it's lonely at the top is because nobody makes it there. Nobody's on the road to get there. People start taking exits, and you're still on the road, on your way to the top. And by the time you get there, you'll look around and you'll realize, hey, I made it. But I'm not the same as I was before I got here. I can't talk to the same people I used to be able to talk to before I got here. I can't do the things I used to do with everyone I used to do them with. I'm just not that person anymore. I lost that part of myself. That's the part of myself I had to sacrifice. And what I'm going to tell you before I let Nick speak is simply this. And this is what I think Robert Frost realized. You're not ready for success until you're shown the road less traveled and you say, that's where I got to go. Until you're excited. I remember hearing the song Champion back when Kanye West was my main man. He was my favorite rapper. I used to love Kanye West, and he came out with the song Champion. And in the chorus, he says, tell me what it takes to be number one. And I would love that part, because I said, man, that's all you got to do. The only reason that I'm not as successful as I want to be right now, as many people may feel the same way, but it's just that I don't know exactly what I have to do. I know how much I'm willing to give. I know how much time I'm willing to put in. I know how much work that I do now and that I'm willing to do. But there's no blueprint to this thing. And if there was a blueprint, can I tell you, I would complete that blueprint. If you just tell me what it takes to be number one. If you just tell me I got to take the road less traveled, I will take it. When you see the road less traveled and you say, sign me up, I'm ready to go. This is what I've been waiting on. When you don't care about the other roads, because the only two keys to mediocrity, the only two keys to losing, the only two keys to failure are complacency and conformity. So you can choose the road less traveled, or you can be complacent and conform to taking the road that everybody else is on. But like my man Patrick Kelly said, if you do what everyone else is doing, then you'll get what everyone else is getting. So take that road if you want to, but the road less traveled is right there calling your name. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, bro, that was very good. That was very good. That was good for me. That was good for me. Listen, I want to speak to a story. It's not my own. I don't know the author of it, but I've heard it multiple times, and I think this morning is most necessary to speak of it. There was a man who was traveling on the beach, and, you know, he was walking, and there was two footprints. It was his own, and it was Jesus' footprints. And when things got tough, when times got hard, there was only one set of footprints. And this guy was looking back over his life, and he realized that that in those times there was only one set of footprints. And so he asked the Lord, he asked Jesus, he said, Lord, why is it that when times got hard, you were nowhere to be found? I only see one set of footprints. Why is it that I was walking alone? And he said, Jesus responded, and he said, my son, I would never leave you. He said, in those times where things got hard, where you seemed like you were alone, I was actually carrying you. You say, why do you start off with that? Well, I start off with that because to me, you're making a decision. You're making a decision of, are you going to walk in God's will or your own? You're making a decision and saying, like, are you going to step out on faith without knowing all the details, or you're going to do what everyone else is doing, conform to the norm, get normal results? You're making a decision that says, am I going to walk in my calling or walk in my passion, do what I'm supposed to be doing, or am I going to, watch this, this is the American play, get a job just so I can provide for my family, make ends meet, so I can be comfortable? Because let me tell you, the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason. The reason why the road is less traveled is because there's no guaranteed outcome. No one knows how it's going to end. Like, no one knows whether it's a road or a dead end. Like the reason why the road is less traveled is because people are scared to take it. So you got a decision to make. You're looking at whether or not you're going to be scared and unfaithful and unwilling and individual, like you're going to be like an individual, or you can just come over here to this road over here. You know how it ends. Everybody's been down it, you know, everybody's, they can tell you what they did wrong. They can tell you how they got there, you know, how they got to where they are. They can tell you what your results are going to be. And if that's what you want, then cool, go ahead. But this show this morning is letting you know that the road less traveled has way more reward. Even if it seems like you should never go down that road, I dare you to try it. Because if you're listening to this show, the reason why you're listening to it is because you're tired of normal results. Like, the reason why you listen to this show is because you know that there's something bigger and there's something better than what you've been used to. Like, you get up every day, you go to work, you work, you come home, you get a check, you spend the money. But aren't you tired of that routine? Like, the thing that people talk about where they say you never work a day in your life if you do what you love, which I disagree with to some extent, because if you love what you do, you're willing to put in more work than anybody else. What their argument is, it doesn't seem like work, but you're working, you're grinding. But you guys can't even get, none of us can even get to even close to that mindset if we're just going to work the job that pays the bills. Like, this show isn't about getting money. This show isn't about cars and houses and all kinds of success, however you define it. Nah. This show is about saying, I'm going to do what it is I love, and I'm going to do it the best that it's ever been done. And how I'm going to do that, you know what? Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's not defined. Like E said, maybe the blueprint hasn't been given out. Maybe the blueprint isn't on Google, isn't on YouTube. Like, maybe I got to create my own. But that's the road that I'm willing to travel. And I'm willing to travel it not just because nobody's ever done it, not just because I don't know, not just because I love it, but I'm willing to travel it because I know that Jesus is going to be with me. Like the biggest reason I brought up that story is because the road that everybody travels is less trials. it's less tribulation, it's less challenges, which means there's less growth, right? If somebody goes before you, well, listen, you know what they did that didn't work. If you do it, you're stupid. That's it. But when you're going down a road that's less traveled, that's really designed just for you, oh, man, you're going to fail. You're going to fall. You know, you're going to get lost. It's going to be some detours, some red lights. I'll tell you what it won't be. Won't be traffic. Won't be any traffic. It's your world, your grind.
Yeah.
You're the only one that can get there. Other people ain't going to stop you. It ain't going to be crowded. Nah. Listen, you're going to fail. You're going to be detoured. You're going to have some roadblocks. But you'll decide whether or not you get up and keep it pushing. And you got to make that decision today. Enough is enough. I mean, you've been looking for jobs that you just want to work. You don't care whether or not, you know, you don't even know what the details are of the job. But you just want a paycheck. Enough is enough. Yeah. You're not doing that no more. It's time for you now to say, listen, this is what I love to do. And I don't care if it's going to pay me this today. I'm willing to take this struggle until I'm a perfect a perfect employee or a perfect owner or just an expert in this field, because this is what I love to do. That's the road less traveled. That's the road less traveled. The American dream is because my family and I'm rich. Listen, rich isn't defined by a dollar. Rich is defined by happiness and love and peace and grind and passion and the road less traveled but conquered. Like, this is richness. There's so many rich people in my life that don't have long money. So this morning we're talking about the road less traveled, but you guys have heard this before. The problem is that you heard it before, but you're still on the highway. The problem is that you've heard this by Robert Frost and by thousands of other people who said it, but you're still on their road. This morning, Monday, August 1st, you're not on their morning, you're not on anyone else's road anymore. It's time for you to come out the house and walk on your road. And if you don't decide today, will you ever decide? Like, will you ever make the decision that, you know what, he's right, Nick's right. Like, I love this. Whatever that this is, whatever that X is, I love it. And the only reason I haven't been doing it is because it doesn't pay well. The only reason I haven't been doing it is because it's time-consuming. The only reason I haven't been doing it because it doesn't make sense to America. It's not a social norm. My job is not cool. It's not conversational. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, all you got is you and Jesus, okay? That's all you got to answer to. Nobody else that's here on this earth is going to give you a well done. Nobody here on this earth is going to bring you back from sickness, is going to bring you back from poverty. Nobody is going to make a way out of no way. Nobody's going to open a door you can't see but you or him. So you need to stop worrying about what other folks say. You ain't going to please them either way. So you might as well go do what you love now, because tomorrow ain't promised. So it's time today to start traveling the road less traveled. And the reason why it's less traveled is because it's perfectly, fearfully, and wonderfully designed just for you. Ain't nobody going to walk on your road. Their feet are too big. Their shoe doesn't fit the shoe that you wear. Their mind isn't structured the way your mind is. They don't have the intestinal fortitude that you have. This road is less traveled because this road was designed just for you. And so unless you walk where you're supposed to be walking, you won't get the results, the growth, or the distance in which you're supposed to be getting to, because you're not walking on your road, and thus you're comfortable walking in someone else's shoes. But it's time for you to walk in your own shoes and get your stride out. It's an analogy that's coming to me while I'm talking, and it's about track. I'm going to do it right here on the show. I'm going to figure it out as I talk through it. When you're running with a track coach, when you first start running, it's usual that you're fast, but your stride isn't right. And so the coach, he's got to teach you how to broaden out your stride so that you can, tackle more distance in your run. I remember when I first started running track, I was a pretty fast cat, but I had little short steps because I played basketball. And so my feet would be real quick. And what my coach told me, he said, you've got quickness. But he said, you got to learn how to broaden out your stride so that all that quickness can attack more ground. He said, so when you go home, he said, I want you to run out in front of your house, and I want you to just get used to getting your stride spread out so that when you come back to the track, you're already ready with quickness, but you got your stride too. And in front of my house was my road. When I left track, nobody was coming home with me. That was my road. And so when I went home and I got on my road, that's when I was able to broaden out my stride. That's when I was able to fail when nobody could see it. That's when I was able to get my stride perfect so that when the lights came on, so that when everybody was around watching, so that when it was time for me to walk, when it was time for me to compete, when it was time for me to get what I was supposed to get, when it was time for me to get that trophy, I had my stride right. And right now, you running how everybody else is running. You trying to look like everybody else. And that's why you're losing. That's why you keep failing. That's why you're not winning any competitions. That's why you're not getting closer to the championship. And the reason why is because you're running like everybody else. But when you take your road, when you get over there to your house, when you get over there to your study room, when you get over there to your war room, when you get over there to writing, wherever it is that you need to go, you got to get on your own road. You got to start working on your stride. You got to start making mistakes. You got to start focusing on your craft. And then all of a sudden when the lights flick on, all that time that you put in on your own road, all that time you put in on that road that's less traveled, on that road with just you and Jesus, all that time you put in, you are now prepared for what you're passionate about. But today is the day. You can't wait no more. This is it. This is it. Today you got to decide. I dare you to just give an ultimatum. Lord, this is it. If this is what you want me to do, I'm going to do it. If this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I don't do it. And if I ain't supposed to be doing this, then you better do something because I'm gone. I dare you to try it. That's my testimony. I dare you to try it. That's it. That's what I got for me. We got to move.
Hey, listen, that was a good analogy. You know, and I think the track analogy was good because you got to think, what are you doing that nobody else is doing? And it's the road less traveled is scary because the things you're doing, you're the only one doing that. And the rest of the reason the road is scary because you're alone, and we're telling you to give up a basic human instinct of human connection. I think about, and we're going to move, I think about Drake and Wale. I quote rappers all the time. These are the two things that just popped into my head. But Drake... Drake said, Wale said that he lost a couple friends, or he had to give up a couple friends to make 1,000 fans. Think about that. And my man Drake said that he didn't have many friends because while they were out partying, he was busy making the music they were partying to. Oh, good stuff. I love my rappers. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Great segment.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left, and we got live listeners, and we're going to lose them. And I'm sorry about it, but I'm not sorry about it. But here's the post-pick tweet of the week, okay? And this one, I kind of enjoyed this one because it's a perception of Christians that make us perfect and that make us better than everyone else. So I'd like to address that to the believers and to the non-believers. This one's by God's Love, and it says, Christian, yeah. Perfect? Nope. Forgiven? Yeah. Worthy? Nope.
Accepted? Yeah. Deserving? Nope. Loved? Yeah.
Listen, people, we are not perfect as Christians. We are not. And anybody that walks and talks like they are, you know, they done messed up. But what we are is we're redeemed. We're forgiven, you know, and that's the difference. You know, we sin, we come short of his glory, but he shows us favor even when we don't deserve it. So we're grateful for that, and that's a clarification that I had to make. But we're moving on, man. I got more for you. The scripture of the week is James chapter 1, verse 6, and it says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." I'll give it to you one more time. James chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." That's James chapter 1, verse 6. You can't pray and worry at the same time. Can't play and worry. Now, listen, the word or phrase this week, I came up with it last night because we had an old story moment, and this word got me 2 weeks. Flicked it. It's flicked it. The word or phrase is called flicked it. Now, this is a word that you'll find in the Urban Dictionary. It actually is flicked.
That's what I thought.
And it's actually flicked, and it just means to pluck away or, you know, flick it away. But flicked it
you
is
gotta
how
chill.
You turn in double dutch when you ain't turning the sides right. you can't turn flicked it in double dutch. You'll get kicked off the ends.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
So if y'all out there and y'all done played double dutch and played rope before, you know what I'm talking about. You can't stand them flicked interners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get them off the ends. Get you somebody to know how to turn the right way. So when you're doing your little dance before you jump into the rope, you ain't got to worry about the flicked spin. That's all we got for you this morning.
Oh my goodness.
Make sure you only
what
use
a
that
way
word
to end
with
the
rope.
Show.
Make sure you only use that word when you jump in rope. Don't you go use that word at work talking about Nick said, Nick and Eric in the morning said it was the word or phrase of the week. Don't you do that, because they listen to the show, and I'm going to tell them this. I didn't tell them that. And they can come up, they can think I'm a liar. They I don't know if they listen to, hopefully they only listen to that part. They didn't listen to the beginning. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, we're getting up out of here. We got Topic Tuesday tomorrow, a great topic we're talking about, and an even better topic on Wednesday with a great special guest. So, listen, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. If you didn't get anything from the show, you didn't hear it, because there was so much here for you to get. We gave you so much, and we hope you take away thousands of things. But if you don't take away anything, please take away this: that your destiny and my destiny and Eve's destiny, all of our destiny is greatness, and it's not because of you, it's not because of me, and it's not because of E. Our destiny is greatness. Why E? Come on, brother.
Because God did it.
That's right. Our destiny is greatness because God did it, and because we're willing to get up and give you motivation on our vacation. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'll
right.
holler.
He's a poet.